Triple J like a version.
I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I would do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
like a version.
It's Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. Happy Friday. It is like a version time. You have heard her songs Alter Ego, Mercedes Medicated on high rotation these last few months. And she's now here for her debut like a version. Good morning, Evie Irie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the like a version studio to breakfast. How do you feel? This is a big moment.
I feel so phenomenal. I'm so excited. Unbelievably excited.
Can I ask you, you know, we feel really chuffed and blessed when we get to, you know, do someone's debut like a version to be along with them. Is this something, we speak to a lot of debutantes, that they had dreamed of? Is this a dream for Evie Irie?
Oh my God. I feel like I don't even have any, like, I don't have dreams like that. But I don't even know if I've even thought about that. I just thought this is such a cool thing. So when it got brought up, I was like, holy crap, what the heck is going on?
It's too much to even dream of. Yeah. Like, if it happens, maybe, but then it pops off. That rules. Yeah.
You know what I thought you were going to say? You're like, I don't have dreams like this. I thought you were then going to go into like, I have scary dreams every night. And they're like, do you dream at night or do you black out?
Oh my God, no. I have crazy dreams.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't have nightmares.
Do you write them down?
Yeah.
Do you tell people about your dreams?
I mean, if someone's in the dream.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. We're going off on a tangent, but I just thought it was really cute to be like, I have different dreams. I'm sorry, that was awesome.
And they're wild. You don't want to hear about them.
You don't want to hear about them.
You're in control. Well, you might be new to the Like a Version studio, but you're not new to this game at all. You grew up on the Central Coast. Is this true? You started playing shows locally at like 12 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't call them shows. I would call them little showcases, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Open mic nights.
What sort of places are we talking?
The Surf Life Saving Club. Ooh. Very sippy, yes.
Yeah, I was going to like, what's the vibes in the Surf Life Saving Club gig arena?
You know what? No different to playing in Nashville.
Really?
No, it's kind of different. But it's like, it's local people that love music. So you're just around people who are like-minded and it's beautiful.
Obviously, yeah. You know, we don't want to reveal what you might be covering for us in the Like a Version studio very soon. But what was on the set list back then? Was there 12-year-old Evie Irie originals or was it covers? What were you into?
It was only originals.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yes, I was very against doing covers. Actually, like, I've never really done many covers. So this is out of my comfort zone, but still very much comfortable because the song that I'm doing is literally my heart and soul.
So. Oh my gosh. Thank you for that little tease because again, we can't reveal what you're covering just yet, but I think that gets people leaning in. Do you remember one of the first original song names that you played at 12? Okay, hit us.
It was a song called Kiss and Run. I don't think I even had my first kiss.
Nice.
That's so funny. That is like, I wrote a song called One Night Stand.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was 12 or 13 and I'd only seen them in movie. Like, it's so fun. Like, I love hearing about what you're writing about as a kid. And it's not always what you have experienced, but you know about it, right?
You know about it. My sister was my muse. So, No, it's really cute. She would go to her little parties and come and tell me about them. And then I literally write songs verbatim, her stories.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Keeping in this like mood, like Evie, of like, you know, you're performing at 12, first record deal at age 16. How does that come to be? What is it like to go through? Just that's something I couldn't even imagine being that young and doing some real adult shit.
It's a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind for sure. You don't really understand in the time and in the moment what the opportunity really is. But then now I feel like I have more perspective on it and I'm like, wow, I can really look back and see how grateful I am for that time of my life that I actually got to work professionally at a young age and like learn the ground tools to so many things that have set me up for like doing it now again. So it's a blessing.
Thank you for speaking on it. To anyone listening, like I can picture 16-year-olds listening who dream to make music and do what they love professionally. Do you have any advice for any youngsters making music out there?
Oh, yeah. Just make music that you love and follow your heart always. If you are just authentically yourself, we're going to find the people that are meant to be in our life and meant for us. So I would just do what feels right to your soul and do not differ.
This
ever.
Is perfect yeah. advice.
How nice is like, this?
We're speaking with a sage yoga master in the mountains of India. Or something. The wisdom, it's unreal.
It's so beautiful.
This is so good. Eviari, now tease that, you know, the cover, it's something you're familiar with. But for now, let's get to an original. What are we about to hear?
We're about to hear Mercedes Medicated.
Oh, love this song. It's been popping off every time we play it for the last month or so. So whenever you're ready, Eviari, head on in. Take it away.
Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
In the Like Version studio, that is Eviari with her original Mercedes Medicated. Dude, thank you so much. How do you feel?
Great. So happy.
Killed it. Crushed it. Little you at the Surf Lifesavers Club would be absolutely pinging right now. That rules. Can I ask you about that song? Such an amazing, like, coming of age song. Captures so much of the confusion and the difficulty of sort of, you know, transferring from your mid to late teens to early 20s, stuff like that. It's hard for anyone, but you have this extra complication of you're making a career in music, quite an unstable, you know, exciting thing to do. Was there ever anything else you wanted to do before you got to 12 and went to the Surf Lifesavers Club? Was there any other careers on the table?
Yes, there was architecture.
Ooh.
And I wanted to be a dentist.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
What sort of things in Evie Irie's life led to being like, okay, dentist seems like a career?
Honestly, couldn't tell you. I always had a good experience at the dentist, so maybe that's why.
You were vibing with your dentist?
Yeah, I vibe with my dentist. Like, I like the glasses. I like,
What did they have on the roof? Do you remember?
Television.
Oh, dude. Yeah, so bad. TV. Mine had the same Where's Wally poster for 10 years.
Oh, really?
So annoying.
And I guess that doesn't inspire you to become a dentist.
No.
You know what else I want to ask you is, in that time, okay, so you've had all these careers and then you end up in this one. I feel like your parents are an important part of like that journey of being your support. What were they like in the journey to being who you are today, Evie?
Insanely crazy and amazing and delusional and wild and everything in between.
Wow. Yeah. And who else is like in your support network other than your parents? Like, you know, I would love to know.
Oh my God. My support network is so massive and beautiful. I have literally a tribe of people in my life and friends that I've been able to make over the years that are like my rocks. And I miss them so bad because they're all in LA and it's really hard to be away from them.
Oh, I
wish they were here to celebrate with me.
Oh, totally. They're going to have to celebrate when like the video drops and they'll share it and they'll be like, yes. But it's how they can't be snuggled in the Lack of Version studio along with us. It is Concetta and Luca with you on Triple J. We have Evie Irie in for Lack of Version. We've got your original We Were Blessed by Mercedes Medicated, but we have to look towards your cover for your debut. And this is where the artist gets to hear the clue we've cooked up with. So I'm excited to what you think of this. For Evie Irie's cover this morning, to get you guessing on 043975755, our clue is this. It has a swear word in the title. Pretty literal, Evie. Yeah,
Literal. That's right.
So get guessing on 043975755. What do you think Evie Irie is going to cover for Like a Version? We'll be back right after this.
Triple J Like a Version. I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I will do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
Like a Version.
Yes, indeed. Evie Irie is with us. We have the original in the books. The cover is coming very, very soon. And like you said, thanks for squeezing us in. You're flying back and forth. You're a busy person. Fresh back from Coachella as well. Did you have the best time?
The greatest.
I just want to know, like, who was your favorite act that you saw live?
The Marias were
unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable.
Great answer. We got to get him out here, man. Like we said, you do split your time between LA and Sydney. So cool. Dual city, living the life. Famously, that's like one of the longest flights in the world. Can I ask you this, Evie?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of these things, but Chet brought it up a couple weeks ago. Oh. You're flying all the time. Does these two words mean anything to you next to each other? Plane letter.
Oh, plane letter.
Yeah, is this a thing that you did in primary school? Because what was it in primary school that when someone was going on a trip, the whole class would write them letters as their job to do?
So
you
could... Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, I was not popular like that.
Maybe you can act it now with all the friends and everyone, and you could go, you're doing this flight all the time. You need some reading.
I've had my little cousin like write me a plane letter before, and it was adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll write you one. I'll write you one.
Shut up. No, write me one, and I'll open it up on the plane back home.
This is sick.
Absolutely. It's Concetta and Luca with you on Triple J. And we have Evie Irie in. Evie, I'm getting excited because we can finally start to reveal what song you were covering this morning. So the clue for anyone who forgot is it has a swear word in it, the song. We can finally reveal what the song you're covering is. Evie Irie, what are we about to hear?
We're about to hear Norman Effing Rockwell.
Nice, thank you.
By Lana Del Rey.
Thank you for being radio friendly. It's awesome. All the guesses on the text line, we can't read them out properly. But like, this song. Yep, pretty close, but not quite. Can't say it. Man, why this song other than the fact that it's amazing and Lana Del Rey rules?
Because Lana Del Rey is one of my biggest inspirations. And talking about Coachella, actually, last year was Lanachella. And that was my first ever time seeing her live. And I never let myself watch any videos of her online because I wanted to experience her performing in real life for the first time. So any video I would see, I just scroll past. I'm like, no. And
great discipline.
Yeah. Then I got to see it in real life and it changed everything for me. I feel like she just really embodies what being an artist is. And it's so inspiring to see a woman who's such an amazing storyteller be able to have such a big moment. And I just had to give homage to her.
Perfect.
Of course.
Evie, that's so beautiful.
Such a nice connection to the artist and the song. I cannot wait to hear your take on it. Whenever you are ready, Evie, head on into that Like a Virgin studio and give us your cover of Lana Del Rey's Norman Effing Rockwell.
God damn, I am child. Fuck me so good that I almost said I love you. You're fun and you're wild, but you don't know the half of the shit that you put me through. Your poetry's bad and you blame the news, but I can't change that and I can't change your mood. Just a man, it's just what you do. Your head in your hands as you color me blue. You're just a man, all through and through. Your head in your hands as you color me blue. Childhood. You act like a kid even though you stand 6'2". Self-loathing poet, resident Lorcan, you know it all. Talk to the walls when the body gets bored of you. But I don't get bored, I just see it through. I wait for the best when I could have.
Covering Lana Del Rey's Norman Effing Rockwell. Evie, your voice, babe, on a Friday morning is something you absolutely feel lucky to hear. And can we just check, did you have a sort of reference to her song Radio in there?
Yeah.
Oh, you cheeky thing. Was that maybe a reference because you're literally on the radio?
I did want to say, Triple J, how do you like me now?
Thank you so much for that cover this morning. Are you feeling like you've done the duty of paying homage to Lana, your fave?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. We're so happy.
You nailed it. I am effing impressed, you could say. You could say. Now, as I said, big last 12 months, the music has been flowing regularly. Sounds like you're busy, busy. Other than reading plain letters from us, what does the next sort of 6 months hold for you?
Lots of traveling to make more music. Lots of crafting the vision for the next year. Lots of playing live. Crossing my fingers. And yeah, just lots of understanding my art more and being more honest and open and sharing more of what I'm doing.
Oh, unreal. Can't wait to keep watching the journey. Hope you had a nice time this morning. You killed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Evie Irie with her debut Like a Version right there. You're on Triple J Breakfast with Concetta and Luca. Stick around, and after this, we'll let you know who's doing Like a Version next week.